Today is the last Sunday of the liturgical year, and as the last Sunday of the liturgical year, we focus on Christ the King. And our celebration is about recognizing Christ as our King, and our gospel reading obviously is as well. Now, this is year A, the very last Sunday of year A, which our focus is on the Gospel of Matthew. So this is the gospel that we hear from Matthew 25, which is Jesus separating the people, the whole world in front of him, those on his left and those on his right. Those on his left are the goats, those on his right are the sheep. And to those on his right, he says, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was sick, you came and visited me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. And you gave me clothing," etc., 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 etc. And they ask, "When did this happen?" He says, "As long as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me." And then he says the opposite to the goats. "When I was hungry, you gave me no food. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. Dot, 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 dot." And he says, you know, "Into the eternal fire reserved for the devil and all his angels," because they didn't recognize him and they didn't serve him. So here is my homily from the last Sunday of the liturgical year, which of course was yesterday. It's from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass delivered at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, which is heard every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 a.m. 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So here is my homily from yesterday's 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. These are some powerful teachings in today's famous gospel, and we need to look at them carefully. First, there is a saying about the last four things, and clearly they're all in this gospel: life, death, heaven, and hell. So we see Jesus separate everyone into being sheep or goats. To understand the difference, maybe we can ask the question, what group is missing among the people whom Jesus impersonates? Look carefully. It is the rich. Now, why are the rich not there? We can assume that the rich and the poor are among the sheep and the goats. So why did Jesus not appear to them as also the rich? And the answer is simple. He is essentially saying if he was rich, everyone would fall all over themselves to serve him. If he came as king. Remember the Willie Nelson song, "If you have the money, honey, I have the time. When you run out of money, honey, I run out of time." So what Jesus is saying is to treat the poor and the powerless as if they were the rich and the powerful. That person who is too poor for you to give so much as the time of day, he is calling us to treat as if he were the most powerful person on the earth, for that is whom he represents. That can be difficult, obviously. Notice something else. Where do the goats go? Obviously hell, which is reserved for the devil and all his angels. It's not reserved for the goats, but they're going there. Why? Why did the devil rebel against God? Because he refused to serve humanity, which he considered lower than him. Jesus is saying that that person you consider lower than you is the one with whom he identifies, just as Jesus died for every person on earth whom the devil rejects. Now, there is another thing that works here. Thomas Aquinas explains that what hell is all about is not only a punishment for sin, but that sin is a disturbance in the natural order. Hell is where those must go who cannot exist in the natural order, and the natural order is rooted in love and charity. So hell is for those who cannot live in love and charity. Now, you may not know that the devil is legalistic. He knows every law and is described in the Bible as the accuser of our brothers. He is the one who stands before the Lord and describes every time that you broke the law. However, the law is the minimum standard. So if you seek to follow the law perfectly, you will be at best living the minimum standard. We, however, have a call to live to a higher standard, and that standard is love. Now, let me give you an example. I know of a case of someone, devout Catholic, this is many years ago, going to church, seeking to be holy, made sure she was in a state of grace before she received communion, but she expressed her dissatisfaction at her neighbor who sold her house to a family of color.
That's the devil's faith. It follows rules, but does not step out of line in love. You and I must first seek to love God above all things, and we love God by loving his people, all of them. It is a tremendously difficult task, and we do not have the strength to do it on our own. We must draw our strength from our relationship with God in prayer. It is through prayer that we can live the commandments and love God and neighbor. Remember, we cannot love God if we are not loving his people. Just as if you were to hate the son of a parent, the parent would reject you. There are many there who will recite every law of the church. They will follow every rule and excoriate anyone who does not. I've even read comments by such people who will react that way and then come up with certain statements of what they will do to protect their property and how they will protect it at the cost of even the lives of those who try to take it away from them. That's a concern. Because can you defend that action in front of the throne of God? Looking over that, we understand that nothing we do can outweigh the value of another person. That's what Jesus is saying. Now notice something else. If we do not love and build our lives on love, then the law takes over and becomes more and more restricted at every step. Tyrants force people to live by rules where there is no love. They will unknowingly or even knowingly emulate the devil by making his legalism to form a just society, which obviously can't work. The more people love, the more just a society is by default. So Jesus is teaching the people to live a radical form of love that goes beyond simple rules, and you will stretch yourself, but you will be living more the sacrificial love Jesus calls us to live. However, if you stand by the rules and you live strictly by them, you will never understand the love to which Jesus calls each and every one of us. So as we end this liturgical year, and this Sunday, today is the last day of the liturgical year, it's a good time to reflect on how much we seek to love and how much we take safe haven in rules. That's not where we belong. We belong following the law to love, which is always the higher standard. It is the route to heaven.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com.
As the world battles an ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and flu season approaches, health experts say getting a vaccine this season is more important than ever to protect yourself, your family, and your community from flu. Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the CDC explains.
Flu vaccines prevent millions of flu illnesses, tens of thousands of flu hospitalizations, and thousands of deaths every year. Flu vaccines have been used for more than 50 years to safely vaccinate hundreds of millions of Americans. This season, getting a flu vaccine is more important than ever. By getting vaccinated, you're helping to protect yourself and the people around you from flu. While it's unclear what impact COVID-19 will have on the upcoming flu season, it's very clear that a flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the risk from flu and its potentially serious complications.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/fightflu.
I want to thank a listener from Arlington who took the time to write a very positive letter to the program. Thank you very much for doing that. And if you'd like to contact the show, you can do that either through our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you just click on contact and you can send us an email. It also has there our address, which, by the way, is 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And CatholicAudioMedia.com, and the address is there where it says contact, but you can send us an email through that. You can also send us a prayer request. Even if you wanted to donate to the show as a way of supporting the program, you can do that as well. CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can contact the show in any way you want. You'll also find archives for the show, including this one, and they show up at 3:16 a.m. and 3:16 p.m. a.m. Before the break, you heard my homily from Sunday, this past Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And what I talked about, obviously, was the gospel, which is the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We can look at them in that sense. And the Catholics have this corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Now, what you heard were the corporal works of mercy, and certainly not all of them. And we also have the spiritual works, which are things like teaching the faith, burying the dead, admonishing sinners. Another one is bearing wrongs patiently. And that is like a work of mercy that's gone out the window with all this social, social media. Because, you know, oh, he insulted me, then I'm going to insult him, and he insulted him, blah, blah, blah. Bearing wrongs patiently. But there are all these different works of mercy, and what they are all about is putting your faith into action. Now, understand, some people believe that, and even some of them are Catholics, that believe that through our works we earn our way into heaven. Well, no, we don't. Our works show our faith, putting our faith into action. As St. James said, our faith without works is dead. So when we believe and we put our faith into action, and the reason why we do that is our faith spurs us into action, then we're showing that we believe by acting on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, and they are not a definitive list. So our call is to always to put our faith into action, and by putting our faith into action, it becomes a powerful way to lead people to know who Christ is, because the Lord has said, care for these people. Now, it doesn't matter how we care for them. Mother Teresa told the story of people who are very poor who she gave rice to, and they turned around and took half the rice and gave it to people even poorer than they were. So you can see how powerful that is, but that comes from putting our faith in action, and that comes from choosing to give ourselves over to Christ. It's Christ who inspires us to do that. It's Christ who inspires us to be people of prayer. It's Christ who inspires us to stay faithful to the church during this unique time of the pandemic and all the struggles of the church. It's Christ who inspires us to be disciples of the Lord and to put our faith into action. It's always the more we see Christ, the more he acts in our lives. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.